the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As Americans continue to deal with inflation, many people are feeling the pinch at the grocery store. Prices for essential food items like eggs, fruits and vegetables, meat and pasta have spiked considerably. With grocery bills getting bigger, is it still possible to eat healthy within budget? I'm Emily Yip. While it may be challenging and require more planning, it is possible, according to registered dietitian Natalie Allen. Allen, who's also clinical assistant professor of nutrition and dietetics at Missouri State University, joins me today to share some helpful tips and ideas.
First of all, remember all foods can fit in a diet. We want people to eat healthy, but there's certainly room in the diet for some splurges every now and then. But generally, a healthy diet would include lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and some lean protein sources. And those foods are generally found in the perimeter of the grocery store.
There are ways to save money when buying fresh produce.
On fruits and vegetables, buy things that are in season. So for example, now things that are in season would be apples, grapes, some berries are coming in season. In the summer, peaches come in season. Generally, things that are in season, because they're much more in bulk, they're easier to get and they're cheaper. When we think about produce as well, another thing that you could certainly look in the area where you live, a lot of local places that grow produce have something called gleaning. And gleaning is where they allow the public to come in and pick any leftover produce that's going to go to waste. So for example, my daughter and I, we went one day and we picked green beans at a local farm that were going to go bad because it was time for them to pull those and plant something else. And then your produce is free. You don't have to pay for it if you glean it and you pick it. Also, at some local farms, especially as we're moving into spring and summer, they will allow you to pick your own produce there. And that generally is much more economical than buying it in the grocery store.
Stock up on whole grain items too.
As far as whole grains, we love those. We love barley, whole grain rice, pastas, things like that. And those typically bought in bulk are going to be less expensive. So buy a bigger bag of rice. Look at buying maybe multiple loaves of bread at a time and freezing one. Because again, if you can think that far in advance and you have storage space, that's a little bit cheaper.
What should we do about protein sources?
Ground beef is probably one of your least expensive meats, but also cooking like a whole turkey breast. That's going to give you quite a few pounds of white meat and be a great thing that you could make that up on a Sunday. It sounds weird to make it not on Thanksgiving, but it's a great idea. And then you could use that meat, chop it, and freeze it for use later on. And when we're thinking about protein sources, meat is not the only protein source. Canned beans are an excellent source of protein and fiber. They're very inexpensive. So take a can of beans, drain it and rinse it, and then add it to things like soups or pastas or taco meat. That's a really great way to stretch the food and also add tons of nutrition because beans are very good for you.
One of the best things you can do to eat healthy on a budget is to meal prep.
I would suggest setting aside one day a week, a day that you're not busy and not working, and prepping your protein first. So maybe you're going to cook 5 pounds of hamburger or 10 chicken breast. Then after you do that, think, okay, how can I make my meal with a starch, a protein, and a fruit or a vegetable? So the first night you cook 10 chicken breast, your family's going to eat the chicken, a baked potato, and maybe a bag of frozen veggies. Then the next night, maybe it's a quesadilla. The tortillas are in hand in your pantry, along with a can of black beans in your pantry. Mix the beans with a cooked chicken, make quesadillas. Then the third night, look in your pantry again. Look at what veggies do you have in there in cans or what's in your freezer. Maybe add a little bit of pasta, chop up a couple of chicken breasts, and add 2 more cans of beans. And that's really going to stretch your protein. And it makes it less work for you when you have the protein already cooked and you've made 3 different meals. So your family's not getting tired of the same thing every day, but you're not having to guess and cook a lot of extra things during the week when you're busy.
While it's not easy, be disciplined at the store.
Another way to help not break the bank when you go to the grocery store is to have a list and stick to it. Or nowadays, put your grocery list in an app. Food delivery or food pickup at the grocery store is another great way to help you stay in a budget because we're not as tempted with those impulse purchases that we really don't need, but they just look good while you're there.
That was registered dietitian Natalie Allen from Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.